Let's get started. Just a couple of announcements. There was a little bit of unclarity about the synopses, and if you want to, I think we were requiring only 11 or 12, I'm not sure, but if you want to hand in additional ones, we'll give you your highest grades out of the batch. But I think, Greg, how many are they required to hand in? Pardon? 11. But one thing I would very much like to ask your help on is please do number 15. It's anonymous, and the way we work it out, we'll give you credit, but I want you to put your name on a separate sheet. This is the one where we ask for feedback on the course, and it gives you a little more time to give really helpful feedback than if you just fill out the forms, which we may also do because the college requires those. But do number 15 if you possibly can, because it has other value too. One of the real concerns that some of us have at this point is, at this point, it does not look like the College of Agriculture is replacing my position when I retire at the end of this academic year, which would mean that there's not a regular line for teaching ethics courses. Dr. Jim Tantillo very possibly will be teaching next year. We're not sure yet. But this ethics program is something we started 30 years ago in 1974. And it would be a shame in a way if it's dropped from the Cal's curriculum. So one of the things where this can be useful is it is helpful to be able to have feedback to show the dean and the administration in terms of the value of the course as you see it. On the other hand, I want the feedback to be honest. I want you to really give helpful feedback both on what you liked about the course, what you thought was valuable, and if there are things that you think could be improved. The other thing I would say on that, don't be bashful if you're concerned about the future of Cal's offering ethics courses. Don't be bashful to write emails or notes to the dean, or in this case it might also have some impact if it went to the chair of natural resources, urging that ethics be continued as course offerings in the College of Agriculture, because there's some chance that that will not happen. The college, as some of you know, is in the midst of a tremendous cutback in terms of staff positions, and this comes after a period of 10, 15 years when we've already cut back 25% perhaps on faculty positions. So it's a tough time for the college, and I can understand they're struggling with which faculty positions to fill because it's a time of general cutback. But don't be bashful if you think that ethics courses are important as a part of the Ag College curriculum or as available also to students in other parts of the university. Let that be known, because these decisions to some extent are political decisions. They're not made simply on the basis of academic considerations, although obviously both are fairly important. Greg, any other announcements? Good, no sections obviously this week. You may hand in the synopsis for this week, next week in sections. Greg, apparently you told your sections they could hand it in today. If you have them done, that's great. You won't have to do them later. But they can come in as late as the sections next week. Okay, no other announcements? Thank you.